my utmost for his highest. May 23rd. Careful in fidelity. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Matthew 6:25. Jesus sums up common sense carefulness in a disciple as infidelity. We have received the Spirit of God. He will press through and say, nowhere does God come in this relationship, in this mapped out holiday, in these new books. He always presses the point until we learn to make him our first consideration. Whenever we put other things first, there is confusion. Take no thought. Don't take the pressure of forethought upon yourself. It is not only wrong to worry, it is infidelity. Because worrying means that we do not think that God can look after the practical details of our lives, and it is never anything else that worries us. Have you ever noticed what Jesus said would choke the word he puts in? The devil. No, the cares of this world. It is the little worries always. I will not trust where I cannot see. That is where infidelity begins. The only cure for infidelity is obedience to the Spirit. The great word of Jesus to his disciples is abandon. Like, share, and follow, please, if this has any impact on your life. I know it does on mine and did on my mother, and so I will keep sharing these because Oswald Chambers is a source of knowledge and wisdom that should not be laid aside.